In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Thank you, Jesus. Korakisa bala kantele bagoria bana. Ketoza lama kariata. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us tonight. Manifest yourself in this place. Take us to higher dimensions of glory. Let us behold Jesus. Oh, Mahasa, I feel his presence so strong. Let us behold Jesus. Let us look in the face of Jesus, our Master. Utala makaria kosko potoma. Shile kebro kosko tele barahaya. Tala maria, tala marakobos. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. I'm going to sing a song the Lord gave me during the Glory Summit in Abuja. We are going to sing it together, but I will sing it first of all. And while I sing that song, there is a cloud of the presence of God that is going to move across this place. Somebody is going into another level in the spirit today. Somebody is stepping into another dimension in destiny. Something is going to happen here. Please close your eyes, lift your hands. Allow me to sing and then I will call you in. But just for a moment as I sing, I sense the Lord wants to minister to some people. Oh, that door in heaven is open for someone right now. Thank you, Jesus. Even for the rain. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Brood upon us in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, have your way. Lift your hands. Brood upon us in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way. I'll sing it one more time. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Brood upon us in this place. Holy Spirit, please keep your hands lifted. Lord, brood upon us right now. Let the cloud of your presence hover across this place. That's it. That's his presence. Let men be transported to higher dimensions in the spirit. Let the energy that births spiritual encounters be released on somebody tonight. Take men to another level in their divine destiny. Let men be caught up into the heavens. Let spiritual realities manifest in this place. Let the eyes of men and women be open. Let their ears be open to hear. Let their senses be open. Let there be such an a spiritual environment in this place. Jacob said, "The Lord was in this place and I did not know." Let everyone have that Bethel experience right now. Thank you, Jesus. Brood upon us in this place. So Kabbalah take my Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Brood upon us in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way. Allow him to move in your life. Allow him to breathe and brood upon you. Allow him to have his way in every aspect of your life. When he comes, the struggle is over. When he comes, he takes the pain away. When he comes, he lifts the burden. Oh, talamba rakataki abakaskatabai. My Father, there's such an anointing in this place. There's such an anointing in this place. Lord, let it flow. Let it flow. Let there be an outburst. Let there be an outburst of that fresh new anointing right now. Let it flow. Let it rest upon your handmaidens and your servants. Handorokoba sandala rama dedidima. Ikaya. Brood upon us in this place. Hey, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Sing with me. Holy Spirit, have your brood upon us, say brood upon us in this place. Say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Brood upon this place. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, take your place. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let him have his way in your life. Brood upon us in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way. And holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, and angels bow, they really worship you now. Holy, holy, holy. Just the keyboard and the congregation. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Sing it to him. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship. So we declare, holy, holy are you. Brood upon us here today. Holy Spirit, have your way. Wave your hands and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Now, can you just remain still? The Lord is touching somebody. I'm hearing a shout somewhere at the back. There's a peculiar anointing. I just heard this now. We'll do this and then we'll hear the word. But eyes closed everywhere. Somebody is entering another level. There's a shift going on in the spirit for some people. And the sign is that the prophetic anointing will come on somebody. You will hear a very loud shout, possibly from the back. Lord, thank you for the shift. Thank you for that change. Thank you for a new anointing. Thank you for the release. Thank you, Jesus. Atora klaparika teskobra hata kaskeba nateaba. Kota balanande lahuria kratas kabrana. Thank you for giving us access. Access into the heavenlies. Access to higher dimensions. Thank you for taking away the burdens. Thank you for deliverance right now. Thank you for deliverance. I sense the Lord lifting a weight, a heavy burden from somebody right now. Thank you for deliverance. Touch! Atoda muria katalabai. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come brood upon us in this place. Holy Spirit, have Father, let the entrance of your word bring light and life to your people. Grant me the utterance to speak with wisdom, with simplicity, but with power, with revelatory depth and insight. Lord, the things that I speak from your word, grant by your spirit for demonstrations. As the word comes for demonstrations of your spirit, let there be an atmosphere for encounters in this place, and may we go from glory to glory. Thank you for healing the sick right now. Thank you for bringing freedom to those who are oppressed. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready for tonight? Welcome to Pneumatech. God bless you and please be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, as we lift our hands before you, as a token of our love, holy, 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 precious Father, precious Father, we're so blessed to be your children, precious Father. And so we lift our hands before you as a token of our love, precious Father, precious Father. Brood upon us here in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way. Brood upon us in this place. Spirit, have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get to the word. I pray that the Lord will open the eyes of our understanding. And I pray that from the message today, God is bringing us into a season of divine visitation and a season to enjoy divine encounters. God is going to do so much in the lives of many of us in this season. We are in a prophetic season. And so I want you to be conscious of what the Lord is doing in this service, because it's setting the pace for so many experiences that we are going to have individually and corporately from now, from maybe the next 3 months or more. So the word of God that you hear tonight is not just the revealed word of God that will bring nourishment to your soul, but it's also a prophetic instruction, a prophetic guide to what God wants to do to prepare us for the season. I've told us before in this house that there are 3 aspects of the word of God. 3 aspects in understanding God's word that every believer must partake of. Firstly, there is the literal understanding of the word of God, meaning exactly what is written in the scripture there. Your understanding of the Logos word. Then there is the revelatory understanding or revelatory approach in understanding God's word. That is when what you know about the written word of God becomes revealed to you. It becomes living to you. It makes more sense to you as an individual than someone else. It's revealed to you. It comes to you. That's the dimension of understanding of God's word that carries life with it. That's the one that can manifest in your life. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. It is good to have a literal understanding of the word of God, but there's something that happens. There's an empowerment that comes with having a revelatory understanding. When God gives you a personified understanding of what is written, then there is the prophetic approach. That is when God speaks to his people from the word of God, and that word becomes a guide for a particular season. For instance, when we step into a new year and God gives us a word for the year, that it is the year of the rain. That's a prophetic understanding. So anything about rain that you read in scripture, more than just the revelation behind it, it's now a prophecy to guide us in that season. Do we understand that? Good. And that's what the teaching of tonight will do. It's brief so that we can spend some good time to pray. Amen. I wanted to make some address on some things, but I don't want to cut the flow of the Spirit. Maybe those addresses will come after the word. So let's just get straight to the word. The title of the teaching tonight is The Rain. And rain is falling, Abby. I feel like from the beginning of this year, we've not really done justice in understanding the theme for the year. So now that we have stepped into the second half, which is the better half of this year, let's start. Yes, say amen to that. Even if you don't have an idea of what God is going to do, just say amen at least. Let's start this second half of the year by bringing, reminiscing on the understanding of the word that God gave us from the beginning of the year, so that we can all participate in what he intends to do, and so that you can get the full delivery of this word for the year. But for somebody, you may want to write "send the rain," because this teaching is the full version of the charge I gave on the last day of Glory Summit. This is the extended version of the message I preached on the last day of Glory Summit. So for somebody, you may write "send the rain," because God wants to send the rain over your life. I told you that the rain is going to manifest in seven ways. It will come as the rain of wisdom, isn't it? I said it will come as the rain of blessing. When rain falls, it touches everywhere, isn't it? It's an overflow. It's an outpouring. So it's going to be the rain of wisdom. For some people, it will be the rain of blessing. That means you have stepped into a season where everything around your life has been blessed and commanded to prosper. It's the rain of favor like you have never seen before. Favor that commands access to men, to resources, to systems. Favor that commands attention. Favor that compels attraction. Because those are the three things that favor does. Access, attention, attraction. People are just gravitated towards you. It's called favor. There's no charm, no juju in the whole world that is as strong as the favor of God. When the rain of favor comes on your life, you will live in a different world all by yourself. For some, it will be the rain of abundance. Some of you are already experiencing it. to a large extent, we have experienced it as a ministry. And I've seen it in my life in so many ways. It's the reign of righteousness. And so that's why we'll have to pray for our nations, pray for our states, our territories, so that righteousness can prevail and so that God can walk amongst his people. I said it's the reign of revelation, divine revelation, access to visions, to dreams, to deeper understanding of the word of God. And this is what sets the stage for divine encounters in the lives of many people, especially those who desire to grow spiritually. And I said it's the reign of the Spirit, the reign of his presence, an outpouring of his Spirit. These are the seven dimensions or seven aspects of the reign that we will receive. But let's get a deeper understanding of this word so we can partner and participate with what God is doing in this season. Hosea chapter 6 verse 1 to 3. We'll start from there. The rain. Isn't it amazing? I'm teaching on the rain and rain is falling. I hope you know it's not a coincidence. It can never be. That's enough sign for somebody. You see this rain that is falling now, as it brings refreshing and as it's going to change the weather in this season. That's how the climate over your life is changing. That's how the tenor of activities around your life are turning around. Many of you are coming out of the wilderness part of your experiences this year. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to believe it. This is not a coincidence. More than enough sign. More than enough sign. You know, when rain falls, it's time to go to the farm. Rain depicts productivity. It depicts fruitfulness. And that's what is happening in this season in our lives. Many of you are going to experience fruitfulness like never before. Many of you, seeds that you have sown in prayer, in fasting. Many of you have been desperately asking the Lord for an encounter of a lifetime. The season has come for it. You will pray less but experience more with God. Yes, sir. That's the season we are in. Do you believe at all? When we went to Yola, it was as if the sun was living inside Yola. You heard me when I said it in the service. I said, I thought Meduguri to Hellfire was 50 naira. This one is almost 5 naira. But you know, when God gives you a word, the goal is not just that you understand it and that it happens in your life, but that you will become a carrier. You will become an embodiment of that word. So we are the rain. Yes. And we prayed casually. I think we prayed casually. I said, God will open. The next day rain fell. Tuesday rain fell. For the first time I saw somebody wearing sweater in Yola. I took keke. You remember after that our meeting, I entered normal along. You know, they don't know me there too much, so I can smuggle myself. She was wearing sweater. I said, is it cold? She said, it's cold though. I said, in Yola, okay, this is Yola cold. I said, yeah. I called our coordinator there. I'm sure they are watching from there. He told me, I called him yesterday. He said, rain has been falling since that time till now. You are the rain. You are the overflow. You are the abundance. You are the blessing. Oh, come on. It's not going to happen to you. You are that which God has spoken. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are the prophecy. You are the light. Are you hearing me? That's the anointing you are receiving in this season. That you will shift atmospheres. You will open up heavenly vistas. You will change spiritual climates over people. Oh, come on. Somebody who believes this, say amen louder. That the word of God becomes manifested in your life. You become, what's the word I will use now? You become the very expression. In him was life, and that life became the light of men. Amen. And Maiduguri's turn has come. Amen. Now, beyond just a physical sign, don't be carried away by the sign physically. It's just a physical manifestation for those who are not conversant in the spirit to understand that there is even a greater reign of his spirit that is falling in this season. And I want to prophesy this because it's just coming to me now by the Spirit of God. There are families here where unbelievers in your families will begin to have salvation experiences. Yes. On their own, people will encounter Jesus and repent. You will hear it. That uncle, that cousin, that brother, that black sheep of the family, somebody who has been praying, my desire is that men will be saved in this family. One by one, you will begin to hear of their encounters with Jesus. There's going to be a total change in this season. A total change. I'm saying it before it begins to happen. A total change. Things are not going to be the same. Believe me. Things are going to so change like night and day. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it will affect every aspect of your life. Every aspect. And I want you to get ready to partner with the Holy Spirit in this season. This is a season to be extremely spiritual. This is a season to love the Lord. My prayer is that tonight God will take away distractions, take away weights and burdens. Many things that block and hinder us from coming close to Him. Many things that hinder us from accessing His presence. Many things that have crippled the prayer life of many people here. It looks like you've been in a spiritual desert. God is bringing you into a season of revival. He will revive everything that is dead. He will set aflame the things that have gone cold. He will reignite altars. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And as for miracles, get ready, because the kind of miracles that we have never seen in this place will begin to happen. I promise you that under God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Shocking testimonies. Somebody will be the first to testify of such. In the name of Jesus. I hope you know I'm not just talking. I'm announcing. I'm prophesying. I'm heralding. The word of God in the mouth of God didn't do anything to the dry bones. It was the word of the Lord in the mouth of the prophet. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is about to be a change. There is about to happen strange miracles in the lives of people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Strange manifestations of the Spirit. Things that will surprise people. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There's a family, or somebody in your family, someone who left the home for a long time or has been missing. The Lord said that person is coming back in this season. Yes, I know what I'm seeing. Specifically a man. I'm seeing a man specifically. Are you hearing me? He's coming back. I see the Lord drawing him back home. He's coming back home. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In Jeremiah 31, he said, there is hope for your children that they will return back to their borders. Now, that is a sign to say that anything that has been missing long in your life, whether they are spiritual gifts, whether they are long-awaited blessings, whether they are manifestations in your life that should bring completion, God is bringing restoration in this season. I said God is bringing restoration this season. Receive the rain of restoration right now. Let there be restorations now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lost loved ones are returning back. They are returning back. They are returning back. They are returning back. Are you hearing me? Let's just allow the spirit of prophecy for the time be before we get to the work. The Lord is telling me to tell somebody, a job that you lost is coming back to you. And for another place, and for another person where you were rejected, they are calling you back. They are calling you back. Restorations are happening this season. Recoveries are happening this season. Recoveries are happening this season. Recover all that you have lost before now. Let everything that was stolen be restored right now. Be restored right now. Be restored right now. Be restored right now. By the power in the name of Jesus. Be restored in the name of Jesus. Many restorations will happen this season. It's happening even now as I'm talking. Even now. Even right now. He says, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Messages are entering people's phones. Messages, emails. I'm telling you, what you had forgotten, what was long gone, you have even given up on it. You've cried yourself to a point where you've decided, well, if it will not happen again, let me just move on with my life. No. God is stepping into this season. He's bringing Marata Kabasate Kabayegelegeba. Kebrantos Kapota Reskote Barakata. Abrasote Kebranda Kataya. For I will restore to you the years that the caterpillar, the locust, the palm worm has eaten. Ekobasanda la kariata. I prophesy a rain of restoration is coming to someone. A rain of restoration is coming to your house. It's coming over your job. It's coming over your finances. It's coming over your ministry. It's kobarakate. Help them there. It's coming over your family. It's coming over you like rain. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The Lord is telling me to announce to somebody that this season, all you will hear are good news. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Trust me, the Lord God of heaven and earth is the one saying this. The one who created the heavens and the earth. All that you will hear this season is good news. Good news. Good news. Good news from heaven. Angels will bring you good news. Men will bring you good news. Government will bring you good news. Your family will come with good news. Your friends will come to you with good news. Receive a season of good news. I want you to get ready. Get prepared. Take note of these words because they are about to manifest. Oh, I tell you, strange things. Can you pray and receive it for just 1 minute? Strange things are happening in this season. I'm telling you, this is a season of signs and wonders. This is a season of signs and wonders. This is a season of signs and wonders. The rain is about to fall. We feel the rain of your love. We feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. Open your mouth and receive it. Feel the rain of your love. We feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. So let it rain. Let it. Hey, let it rain. gates. Open the heavens over my life, over my family, over open the floodgates of heaven. One more time, open the floodgates. Yeah. Let it rain. The Lord said, divine interventions, divine interventions, divine interventions. That's a word for someone. Divine interventions. Protocols will be arrested. Protocols will be broken. Protocols will be suspended. Divine intervention. Open your mouth and receive it. God will arrest men for your sake. God will arrest men for your sake. God will intervene in your marriage. God will intervene in your life. God will intervene in your job. Divine interventions. Come on, pray for 2 minutes and receive it. Oh Lord, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Oh, shake it up. Come tell it. Say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say, somebody shout a loud hallelujah to heaven. Are you ready to receive the rain? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he's announcing it now before it begins to happen. I'm telling you. For someone, this will be the season when you will declare that God has remembered me. Oh, yes. Can you just embrace the person by your side and tell them, this is your season of remembrance. This is your season of remembrance, of consolation. God has remembered you. God has remembered you. God has remembered you. Yeah. Yesu Yachi. Yesu Yachi. Yesu. Yesu. Come on, rejoice for a moment. Rejoice. Because the Lord will do great things. He will do great things again. He has come to you like the rain. He has come to you like the rain. This is the season of the rain. Hey! Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Yesu yachi. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye people. Shout with the voice of victory, triumph, glory, blessing, celebration. For joy shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. Hallelujah. Hear me before you sit down. This is a direct word to somebody who's finding it hard to believe. Every force, every activity and agenda of the enemy that has eroded your joy and has kept you in misery, like a carpet, God is rolling them away. Oh, believe it. Oh, believe it. Like a curtain, God is rolling them all away. Shout out of your misery into glory. Yes, Lord. Hey. Hey. We say, hey. You sang that you are lifting his name higher. Meanwhile, the hand of God is lifting somebody to the next level. I'm telling you, despite all the devil has done, The devil has stolen your peace, your joy, has tried to bring you shame. But God is lifting your feet out of the miry clay. Hey! He's lifting you out of the miry clay. He's lifting you out of obstacles. Lifted! I am lifted! You know that song? I am lifted by the Lord. Say,
out of sin and sorrow.
Hey! That's where you belong. Hear me before you sit down. The Lord said to say to somebody. The Lord said I should say to someone. Forget about the games the devil is playing. In this matter and in this season. Satan notwithstanding. Tell your neighbor, Satan notwithstanding. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He can play all his music, all he likes, but he cannot stop what God is about to do. No, he cannot stop. In the midst of the pain, God is lifting you. Hey! In the midst of the sorrow, hey! Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. My God is lifting someone up. Can I still recover this service at all? Are you still spiritual? I say now, so wonder Jesus did do. Hey, are you still here? Hey, he has done it for me. Hey,
he has done it for me.
Hey,
he has done it for me.
Now, so one more time. That's your testimony from today. Signs that will make you wonder. Miracles that will make you wonder. Hallelujah. Can you just wave your hands and tell him thank you? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done. We say,
lift your hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Again and again for all we say.
Pneumatic.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for all you have done.
One more time. Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise. We receive all that you are doing in this season. We position ourselves by the Spirit to partner with you to participate in the new move. Oh, thank you. Thank you, because our lives can never be the same. Thank you for this moment. of joy, of rejoicing by your Spirit. Speak to our hearts, Lord, in a mighty way. And thank you for the intense atmosphere of your presence. Thank you for the release of a fresh anointing on someone. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Let's try to wrap up the service. Amen. That was not a waste of time at all, though. No. That was heavily prophetic. God is doing something in this season. And that's the kind of joy you must carry. Despite all the setbacks. Despite all the devil is doing. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. And this laughter will never end in your life. God will frustrate anything that threatens your joy. Anything that disturbs your peace. God will frustrate it perpetually. And he will give you rest in his presence. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 6 verse 1 to 3. The rain. Come and let us return to the Lord. That's a call. For he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. Let's read verse 3 together at the count of 3. It's on the screen. 1, 2, 3. Let us know. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Give us the Amplified translation. Much of what you must do this season is to press into the Lord, to pursue him, to seek him above everything else. Let God, tell your neighbor, let God be your distraction. Since you are always distracted, let God be your distraction. This is the season to be obsessed with his presence. Give me the Amplified translation of that verse. It says, yes, let us know. By know, it means let us recognize, let us be acquainted with and understand him. The level of intimacy God is calling someone to. He said, let us be zealous to know the Lord, to appreciate, give heed to, and cherish him. His going forth is prepared and certain as the dawn, and he will come to us as the heavy rain, as the latter rain that waters the earth. So when we pursue the Lord, when we make him our obsession, when we make him our desire, when we seek to know him and to grow in his fullness, the reward for that is that he comes to us as the rain. That rain symbolizes divine visitation. I want you to take note of these two things. Number one, revival prepares you for a divine visitation. Revival prepares you for a divine visitation. Verse 1 and verse 2, where we read in Hosea chapter 6, depicts revival. He gives you a picture of revival. He said, after 2 days, he will revive us. And on the third day, he will raise us up so that we can live in his sight. It is after we are revived that we can now pursue the Lord. We can press to know him. And then as we pursue him in a revived state, he brings to us divine visitation. So, for those of us who love the spiritual and want to grow in the knowledge of God, it is important to understand today that revival and divine visitation are two different things. Of course, the both of them are facilitated by the Holy Spirit, but they are two different things. Revival is a spiritual activity on the earth that awakens and prepares a people for a divine visitation. God wants you to be in a state of readiness when he comes visiting. I'll give you an example. Before God appeared to them in the Sinai, in Exodus, you remember, he told Moses to tell them to sanctify themselves for 3 days and that he was going to come to them so that their hearts can be ready to receive him. And it was good that they did what God said, because when God finally came, he came as thunder, as fire, as lightning. They were so afraid that they told Moses, if this is our God will come, we don't want. You just deal with God and bring whatever he says. So because God, when he begins to move in your life, it will be in strange ways. It will be in such a way that you may not understand or fathom it. He will introduce signs and wonders. He will move you to levels in the spirit that you never imagined or fathomed. He will begin to cause several dimensions of the spirit to manifest in your life. And because he wants you to be ready for that, the first thing he does before he visits is he revives. The word revive is from two Latin words, re and vive. It means to awaken, to bring to life. It's like you want to talk to somebody who is asleep. Can the person hear you? They won't hear you. So you need to wake the person up. When the person is fully woken, then they can hear you. So when God revives us, it sort of wakes us up so that we can prepare for a bigger package, which is divine visitation. Meanwhile, because of shallow knowledge of the things of God and because of, to a large extent, spiritual ignorance, people think revival is divine visitation. No, sir. Even though during seasons of revival, God moves in mighty ways. But guess what? There's something greater than revival that he wants to prepare us for. For many of you, it is time for you to live the full potential. The word live for me is the word L-I-V-E. It's time for you to begin to operate in the fullness of your potential as a believer. Many of you carry hidden dimensions of the Spirit of God in you. Mighty giftings, manifestations of God that you have never seen. And this is a season where as God matures you, you'll begin to see those things find expression. And you will evolve to a higher version of yourself that you never had seen. That version of yourself that God can use to work wonders. That version of yourself that becomes the full expression and manifestation of his word. That version of yourself that when it manifests, all you can call it is glory. Because even you'll be amazed at the things God will do through your life. So revival prepares you for a divine visitation. Number two, divine visitation is an intention for habitation. When God visits his people, he intends to live and dwell amongst them. Divine visitation is an intention for habitation. God does not just want to visit us once in a while. Just like many people think that only miracle service is when we experience God. Sorry. Especially if the person is watching now at home. Sorry. Sorry. If you think that you have to wait one Sunday every month before you experience God, yes, sorry. What's the difference between what you are feeling now, experiencing now, and last Sunday? What's the difference? The only difference is more time for elaborate manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. And sometimes that can be distracting to people. People think that God is only moving when spiritual gifts are manifesting, like prophecy and all of that. No, 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 no. There's something about the presence of God in a place. That's what you are sitting in now. That's what you are experiencing. This version of you, when you live with it, it commands favor. When you live with it, it compels the attention of men. This version of you experiences transformation. So when God visits his people, God does not intend to come one Sunday and wait till 4 Sundays later. No. The intention is to dwell amongst us. God does not just want to be relegated to every Sunday in your life. He wants to be part of your everyday life. He visits with the intention to dwell, to habitate, to stay and commune with you and change you to become like him. So let my heart be the temple of your spirit. That's the song we usually sing. Let my spirit feel the warmth of your embrace. Let me be the holy habitation where your spirit is pleased to dwell. Oh Lord, I long to know your glory. I want to offer the sacrifice of fill this temple.
The temple is your body. The temple is your life. That he will fill it with your with his presence.
One more time, oh Lord, I long, oh Lord, to know your glory. I want to offer a sacrifice of fill this temple, Lord. With your glory, with your spirit, once again. Fill this temple, Lord, with your spirit, once again.
If you have ever walked on a daily basis with God, If you've ever experienced what it means to carry God in his fullness, you will love him not just to visit, but to dwell in your life. There's nothing that replaces the presence of God in a man's life. When God himself dwells and tabernacles in your life, when he chooses your life as his vehicle for expression, when God wears you like you wear clothes, you put on clothes so the clothes can make you beautiful, appear beautiful and attractive. Now think of God wearing you like that. I've seen a little bit of that in my life. The supernatural is not only on Sunday, no. I see it on a daily basis, on a daily basis, on a daily basis. And I tell you the truth, if I will live this life without the presence of God, I'd rather die. Because you'll be empty. Your life will just be like any other person. It will be meaningless. But when you carry his manifest presence everywhere, it's true that God is everywhere, but he doesn't manifest everywhere. There are people who have dedicated their lives to become a vehicle. That God, I will live in such a way that I please you, so that you can be free to express yourself through my life. Whether you are a social media influencer, whether you are a broadcaster, whether you are a media mogul, whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you work in the government, whether you are a professional, whether you are a minister, God can find expression through any vocation. It's not about the vocation. It's about the life of intimacy with him. The rain is divine visitation. And the Bible encourages us that for us to get that visitation, we must press. We must pursue the knowledge of the Lord. We must become concerned about the things of God more than any other thing. Thank God for the miraculous, yes. Thank God for healing, deliverance, all of these things that we get from God. But can you come to a point where your heart desperately seeks God? I will keep making this appeal till the end of this year, because God is sincerely looking for somebody's attention. God wants to visit so he can dwell with you. He desires intimacy. The rain is God's divine visitation upon the earth and towards his people to dwell in their midst. When God dwells in our midst, he brings to completion his work and his purpose amongst us. He brings to completion his works and his purpose in our lives. When he dwells in our midst, he perfects his work in your life. Do you know that God is working in your life? Do you know you are a project, a divine project in the hands of God? This is not the best of you, no. This is only an improved version of you. The desire that God has is that when men look at you, they will see Jesus in his glory. That your life will become an example of what heaven looks like. Do you think about that at all? You are a project in God's hands. There's something he wants to do. For many of us, he has not even started. And I hope that after this service, he will begin. Somehow, that he will get your attention in this season. And then begin to draw you to your inner chambers. So that he can perfect what he's begun in your life. The rain. Leviticus 26 verse 4. And then 11 and 12. Leviticus 26. Look at this. I said when God visits, he visits to dwell amongst us so that he can bring to completion his work and purpose in and through our lives. He said, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. I will set my tabernacle among you. This happens after the rain comes. When he ushers us to a season of divine visitation, I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. That's what he desires. Philippians 2:13 tells us that it is God who is at work in us, both to will and to do. Finally, now that we know that the rain is divine visitation upon our lives, his presence, his spirit, what do we expect to see, or how will this rain manifest in our lives? Remember, the Bible says he will come to us as the rain, isn't it? Good. Beyond just a physical rain. These are three expressions of that rain that will manifest in our lives. Number one, the rain will come to us as, number one, his word. The rain will come to us as his word. When the Bible says he will come to us as the rain, it means we'll experience a divine visitation from the Lord through the ministry of his word. That rain is his word coming to you. Are you hearing me? Is his word coming to you. Isaiah 55 verse 10 to 11. Look at this. As the rain comes down from heaven and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bear, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. He uses the metaphor of rain to symbolize his word. Just like when rain falls, now that the rain is falling, farmers can go to plant because the earth has become wet. It has been moisturized. Anything that you put in it will grow. See the power of the rain. He says that's how his word is when his word comes to us. So in a season when God reveals his word to you, that word that was revealed to you is like the rain that has come on the earth. Do we understand what I'm saying? That's why you must look out for the revelation of God's word to you in this season. So the rain is his word. By his word, I'm talking about the revelation or the rhema word of God to his people in a particular season. So you'll see that God will begin to emphasize an aspect of his word to us corporately and to us individually. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God is bringing divine visitation to us. That's the word he's bringing to us now. And by this word, we can prepare and see what he will do in our lives. Why do we qualify the rain of divine visitation as his word? Why his word? Because you cannot know God outside his word. Number one. You cannot know God outside his word. If God is visiting you, he comes to reveal himself first so that you can know him. And you cannot know God outside his word. Secondly, God will only reveal himself through his word. Yes, sir. God will only reveal himself through his word. When you experience divine visitation, what you must look for in that season of your life is the word of God revealed to you. Because captured in that word of God that comes to you is the revelation of God. God is not revealed through a vision or a dream. Those are mere aspects of him that you can see and may not understand. God is fully revealed in his word. Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 2. It says, God who at sundry times and in diverse and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophet, has in these last days spoken to us by his son. Who is the son? His son is his word. And the word is God himself. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the rain that we are going to experience this season is the revealed word of God to us, both individually to you and corporately as a people. And that's why we must thank God that we treasure the word of God in this house. Number two, the rain will come to us as his voice. As his voice. His word, first of all, then his voice. When we say his voice, we mean the teachers, the shepherds, the pastors that God has appointed over you in a season. Yes, sir. They become the voice of God over your life. They become the rain of divine visitation upon your life in that season. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15 says, I will give unto you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. So, one of the things to look at when God says this is the season of the rain is to be conscious and to pay attention to the voices that God has placed over your life as a person. In this house, God has given us a voice, a teaching priest, that every time you come on Sunday, you have a full package of the word of God to you that brings nourishment for your growth. You know, one of the people that I look up to recently told me something very profound. He said the greatest gift to any congregation is the gift of a teaching priest. The greatest gift any church, any congregation, any assembly, any group, any Christian community can have is the gift of a teaching priest. Not a boss for evangelism. That is good. Not rice for welfare. That is also good. The greatest gift. And I'm going to explain why, when God puts voices over your life, why you must treasure them very well. I'm going to explain it to you. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 to 21. Look at what God says. Let's start with verse 23. I just want to pick one thing from verse 23, then we'll go back to verse 20 quickly, please. Then he will give the rain. Right? And that's what we're talking about, divine visitation. Now go back to verse 20. It says, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, in the midst of the turbulence and troubles that you go through, one thing will remain constant in your life as a sign that God is still with you. It says, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21, and your ears shall hear a word behind you. Now, the reason why your ears can listen to divine instruction by the Holy Spirit is because there is a human voice speaking, echoing what the voice of the Spirit is saying. When God called Samuel, his voice sounded like the voice of Eli, who was God's voice over to Samuel. So Samuel's training to hear the voice of God was in his being used to the voice that God had placed over him, Eli. Now, I have to say this because especially here in the north, where we are respectful people, but we really don't understand honor. In northern Nigeria, we don't understand honor at all. And I'm teaching on that at tomorrow's worker service. We are respectful, but we don't understand honor. When God places a voice over your life, you need to look beyond the humanity of that individual. God is not a fool that he placed a man as his voice over your life. No. It's because God knows that perhaps your spiritual level of maturity is still low. And if God exposes you to the dynamics of his voice, you may become confused. Just like it happened with Samuel. Even though he was in the presence of God before the ark and God was calling him, he didn't know it was God. Many of you are not so used to the spontaneity of the Spirit of God. The things of the Spirit are still obsolete or vague to you. So God creates a system that helps you learn and grow gradually by placing a human voice over your life. And so you must learn to honor that individual as the voice of God over your life. That means that if I will receive divine direction in a season in my life, most likely it will come through that voice, or it will be confirmed by that voice. If I will be instructed in the ways of the Lord that will help me grow in my spiritual journey, I must stay attached to that voice. And so there is a level of honor that you must greet that individual with. And that's why I say in the north, we don't understand honor. And it's not our fault. It's because we are used, the version of pastoral ministry we are used to is the one we got from our local churches, from our traditional churches. And you know what happens in those churches? A pastor is an employee who stays in a house that the church built. And sometimes the house is not complete. And the pastor will eat what they give him. The only time they remember the pastor in a year is Pastor's Day, where they bring pawpaw and yam and semo and plantain, as if the pastor is an oracle that you are going to drop before. And if anybody mistakenly brings a suit, that is a major gift. Now, you see, when you treat your pastor like that, you will never look at him as the voice of God. And I'm not teaching you because I'm planning to manipulate you. I've never manipulated you in this house. Have I? No. There are human voices that God places over your life in a season. Some of you, you will realize that on YouTube, on social media, in a season of your life, there are voices you are drawn to. Aside from the general voice that we have here, there are certain people, not everybody appeals to you. Everybody's a man of God, but there are certain people that your heart is drawn to. Anytime you see a video clip, a short clip, a message, an audio file about them, you feel drawn to it. That is God telling you, these are some of the voices over your life this season. They will supply you with instruction for wisdom. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 to 17. He said, from as a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures. Why did he know the Holy Scriptures? He knew them because he was instructed. Somebody instructed Timothy in the way of the Lord. Somebody taught him the scripture. That person was the voice of God at that time. And that voice supplied instruction for wisdom by the word of God. Those voices will be to you teachings for accurate understanding. It is through their voice you will understand the word of God. Let's be honest to ourselves. Try to subtract. Is it subtract? You call it now. Try to subtract pneumatic from your weekly experience. Just decide. But God forbid, decide that you will not come for 4 Sundays. Then check your life out. You see, it's more than just Omahalasia. Many of you, just because you come every week, your spiritual growth, there's been a lot of consolidation. You have grown. You've learned many things in a short time because you listen. Joel chapter 2. Let me show you something. Joel chapter 2 verse 23. We'll read it in New King James, then we'll read in MSB. It says, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God." Why is he telling you to be glad and rejoice? He said, "For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you." What is the rain? The former rain and the latter rain in the first moon. Now, for you to know what the rain there is, give us the Message translation of this verse. Message Bible. He said, "Children of Zion, celebrate, be glad in your God." Why is God asking you to rejoice? Did you win a lottery? Did you get a visa? It's because he gives you something better than a visa. The voice of God. He says he is giving you a teacher to train you how to live right. Teaching like rain out of heaven. Showers of words to refresh and nourish your soul. Just as he used to do. When you come from a long week of so many things that has happened. Frustration at work, family problems, all kinds of things, weights and burdens on your life. In fact, during the opening prayer and the praise and worship, you are struggling to even, because your spirit is down. And then you come in that atmosphere and the voice of God begins to speak. And then you leave feeling light. You leave feeling joyful. Do you think it's just because of what you heard? Beyond that, there is an anointing that followed that voice. It was like rain on dry ground. As he was speaking over you, burdens were lifted. Demons were dispelled. Doors that were closed over you are opened. Yes, sir. That's what happens when we speak. Believe me. How do you explain you standing here and you're talking and somebody shouting there under the anointing? Did you tell them to shout? You think it's just because they are hearing a voice? There's an anointing that follows that voice. And so, in a season of divine visitation, you must embrace the voice of God to you. The voice of God. The voice of God. The voice of God. The voice of God. Somebody had to teach the eunuch in Acts chapter 8. He was reading Isaiah, but even as he was reading, he didn't understand it. Philip went to him and asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And it was because of Philip that he was brought understanding. He believed and he was saved. Instruction and accurate teaching for understanding. Even Jesus had to teach his disciples. Luke chapter 24. The Bible says he opened their understanding. The voice will also supply you prophetic guidance. These men, these women that God places over your life, you will notice that in that season, any contact you make with their voice, there will be such guidance that God brings prophetically. They can speak to any other person and be talking carnally, but the moment they are talking to you, there must be something jumping out of them that gives you guidance. And if there's anything we need in this life, we need guidance and direction. Do you agree with me? Yes, sir. Because the Bible says in Jeremiah 10:23 that it is not in man to direct his ways. When there is lack of direction, you will labor in vain. You will walk in frustration. You will make decisions and choices that will affect you negatively. But when there is a voice to guide you. Hallelujah. Number three, the rain will come to us as the release of the Spirit. The release of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Firstly, it will come to us as the Word of God. And so we must watch out for the revelation of God's Word. Then it will come to us as the voice of God. We must incline our ears to hear from those that God has placed to teach us, to instruct us, to guide us. This is the season when you must love mentors and pastors that God has placed over your life, especially when you know that they are credible voices, they are men and women of integrity, and you trust the track record of their work with God. If you are in a place where they are manipulating people and selling candle, selling onions, selling tissue paper, tomatoes, selling Maggi, you have to run, or there's no voice of God there. You are in trouble already. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just like God has his voices, Satan has his own voices, and they are wearing suit more electric than even what I'm wearing. Are you hearing me? Yes. Run and go and find the voices God has placed over your life and incline your ear. I have to say that because this generation, we have everything else but wisdom and sense. I'm talking about the young generation. Wisdom and sense is lacking with young people. And if there's anything you find when among young people is rebellion. They don't like to listen. They like to do their own thing. But if you want to be guided by the voice of God, you must listen. Finally, it will come to us as the release of the Spirit. When we say the release of the Spirit, we're talking about heightened spiritual encounters, increased spiritual activities, such an outpouring of the ministry of the Holy Spirit over your life as an individual, over us corporately. It's called the ministry of the Spirit. John 16:12-15. There are things that God cannot do in your life without the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Quickly, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. The ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit animates the life of God in us and brings us into real time experiences of heavenly dimensions. Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit animates the life of God. The Holy Spirit makes to come alive everything about God that you know or that you have heard. He is the reality of God to you. He brings you into real time experiences. So when God is sending you the rain, he's sending you the ministry of the Holy Spirit in an increased dimension. And so this is a season where many of you have dreams, visions, encounters, promptings in your heart, movements. Sometimes you feel heat on some part of your body, all kinds of transmissions, spiritual transmissions going around your body. Sometimes you may even literally hear somebody talking to you and turn and see nobody. It's the ministry of the Spirit. It's the rain that God is releasing, because there are things that God cannot do in that season in your life without the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And you must embrace his ministry. That's when you will need to know him as a person. That when you are praying, he's there with you. So when you are praying and pressing Instagram, he's looking at you. It's very easy to become intimate with the Holy Spirit. Just become conscious that he's right there with you. The only thing is you can't see him, but he's there. And sometimes he can make you feel his presence even more than what you see around you. I tell you. I don't think a day passes that I don't sense him. One way or the other. Something. I studied all the signs. Sometimes I get into the place to pray As soon as I say in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I just sense that it's like somebody just hugs me from behind. And it stays like that. Sometimes when you see me talking naturally and I start speaking in tongues, it touched me. You must embrace his ministry as a person. It's going to be a season where you need to walk with the Holy Spirit. He will instruct you. You need to hear his voice. He will need to direct you. You will need to ask him the questions in your heart and expect his answers. Many of you will go and pray and ask God many questions in your heart. Physically, you are saying something, but in your heart, you are asking many questions. But God heard the questions of your heart. And as soon as you leave that place and you go out, the first person you meet, the discussion you are having is an answer to what you said. Say, how do you know what I was thinking today? He doesn't know. It's the Holy Ghost that was with you there. When it comes to you as the rain, it means you are going to have increased activities of his personality in your life. And so you must pay attention. Even as a tailor, as you are sewing clothes, he can be talking to you there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People will tell me something and then he will talk to me from this year and say, no, that's not it. This is it, this is it. And I'll tell the person, no. This is it, this is it. No, apostle. I said, this is it. He said, okay, it's true. The Holy Ghost. Let him lead you. He will lead you spontaneously, like Revelations chapter 1 verse 9, what he did with John. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was just worshiping. Do you have it in Message translation? Verse 10 rather. Yes. Verse 10. He said, it was Sunday and I was in the spirit praying. Just the normal prayer. And suddenly I heard a loud voice behind me, like a trumpet. God wanted to give a revelation. Imagine if John missed this encounter. You will not have the book of Revelation in the Bible. And the Bible will never be complete. How many times has he spoken to you or tried to get your attention when you are washing plate? You know, we think he cannot come at any time. The Holy Ghost is spontaneous. In fact, that's why the Bible calls him the wind. He can move so fast that you have a hard time keeping up with him. Sometimes I'm praying the Holy Ghost will say, go and eat now. Yes, sir. You are not just as intimate as that. You say, go and eat. Go and eat now. And then my stomach will make noise. I say, yes. I need to go and. But those days, I didn't know. Those days, I was in, chest the hunger. And you continue like that, you get ulcer. Holy Ghost, say, go and eat. I was praying one time, and my stomach was making all kinds of funny noise. I said, what's the problem now? To me, I thought it was warm. I said, but I've taken warm tablets before now. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, call your doctor now. The Holy Ghost, couldn't he have healed me? He would have. But he said, call your doctor. I called her. She picked. Said, okay, apostle, can we do this test? I said, okay. Prayer had to end though. Now, the old me before will feel like, why did I have to cut my prayer time? Because, forget about it. Spirituality is not a ritual. It's a life. The activity of prayer stopped, but the atmosphere of prayer remained. And then they did the test. There was malaria 2+. I didn't know. So you see, if the Holy Ghost had not spoken to me, I would have continued like that. 3 days later, I would start shaking. I said, they are attacking me. Nobody attack you. Nobody's attacking you. See how concerned the Holy Ghost is about your health. Is he not the one that the Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Christ dwells in you, he will even quicken your mortal bodies. He will revitalize it. It's you that have restricted the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. Those days when I used to go out and enter keke, sometimes when the keke stopped, the Holy Spirit said, this one don't drink. Let him pass. And he can speak pidgin too. The Holy Ghost can speak pidgin. Say, this one, don't drink. Let him. I say, no. And he'll be blasting one music inside. You know those Hausa music. I said, no, just go. If you are going to hell, go alone. I'm too precious. And no, I can't just die like that. No. Then two keke will come. As they are coming, one will stop here. The other one will stop in front. I'm going to the one in front because that one looks cleaner. The Holy Ghost will say, enter the other one there. I say, yes, sir. And then we enter. Before you know, some paces forward, a young lady will enter, or somebody will enter, sit down. The Holy Ghost will say, speak to her. And that's how the lady will come to Pneumatech. But you see, many of you, from Monday till today, you saw people in your keke. The Holy Ghost was pushing you to talk to them. You were rebuking it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it. This is your monastery lifestyle. You have been a monk all your life. And somebody entered there with a burden that should be lifted. But because I don't talk to girls, and remain like that. Marry yourself. Women is even the worst. See, with your eye, you know, where you fix that. And the Holy Ghost will say, talk to this brother. Say, he doesn't even have stees. Said, and you don't know that guy may be connected to a big shot. Now, this is what we'll be experiencing this season. And so you have to be sensitive. I'm telling you. Just like as I'm talking now, the Holy Ghost is talking to somebody to sow a seed to my life. Now, wait. Now, wait. I made a mistake and mentioned it. Listen. Okay, don't give. Don't sow. I don't want it. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Sincerely, I don't want it. No, but I just heard it now. That's what happens in miracle service. Say, look there. I will come here. You think I just come here because I want to come here? No. But say, go walk to your left. When I come here, I say, look towards that side. Give this word. And then you see people coming from there. Somebody stands and I'm looking at him. And the Holy Spirit is showing me the person with laptop. And then I hear Forex. I say, what do you have to do with Forex? He says, that's what I'm doing. So you must embrace this ministry now. When you enter rainy season, you have to lock your windows every day. Because you don't know where rain will fall, isn't it? When you enter a season of the Spirit, you have to be sensitive every day. You can be going to post office. Halfway there, the Holy Ghost will say, stop and come down now. Because there's an accident ahead. And there's no deliverance in it. There's a deliverance only from it. You just remain there. You are enjoying the Hausa song. It says, stop and come down now. You are just there. Some of you wouldn't have rented the house you rented. When they showed you the house, something in you rejected it. That something is a person. Now you enter and see trouble upon trouble. Today the ceiling is falling. Tomorrow the paint is washing off. Then you and your caretaker, you have been paying NEPA bill and they have not been, they didn't pay the bill. Now they are cutting. You wouldn't remember when you got to the house. You have to be sensitive this season. Hallelujah. Are we ready to pray tonight? So how are we going to receive this rain? The Bible says in Hosea 6 verse 3 that he will come to us as the rain when we pursue the knowledge of the Lord. Take note of these three things. Number one, if you want to receive the rain of his word, of his voice, of his spirit, number one, you must develop spiritual hunger. You must desire the rain. Desire him. Desire a divine visitation. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsteth for you. My flesh longeth for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. You must desire him. Isaiah 44 verse 3. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon dry ground. You must hunger and thirst for him. God will never come to somebody who doesn't care about him. At best, you can receive a prophetic word or a healing or a miracle. That's all. God looks for people who are hungry for him. Your hunger attracts what comes to you. Number two, we must press to know him. We must press to know him. Press to encounter him. Press in prayers. press in the word. Spend extended moments in prayers. After you finish all your requests, remain there and keep speaking in the Holy Ghost. Press in prayers till he reveals himself. He says when we pursue him, he will come to us. Just 30 more minutes, 5 more minutes, 15 more minutes, and you can have an encounter of a lifetime. Press in the word. Sit down with your word, the word of God every day. Sit down with your Bible. Look for him there and he will come to you. And then number 3, we must surrender to spiritual mentorship and tutelage. We must surrender to spiritual mentorship and tutelage. Yes. You must be willing to submit to the voices that God has put around your life. You must stay close to them. Pray about everything. But before you do something major in your life, seek counsel. God will always talk to you through voices. Your willingness to submit to doctrine and mentorship is a sign of your spiritual maturity and growth. Let me say it again. Your willingness to submit to doctrine and mentorship is a sign of your spiritual maturity and growth. The higher you grow spiritually, the more you are inclined to mentorship, to doctrine, to training. John 21 verse 18, Jesus told Peter, he said, when you were young, you were used to going where you please. But when you grow old, somebody will take your hand and lead you. And this season, be led by his word, be led by the Spirit of God, and be led by the voices he has placed over your life. How many of you are ready for the rain? How many of you are ready for a protracted season in the Spirit of God? How many of you are ready to rise higher, to go higher in every aspect of your life? Lift your hands and ask him for the rain right now. Ask him. The rain is divine visitation. Lord, send your word to my life this season. Send your word to my life. For somebody asking for a deeper encounter with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want to know you as a person. I want to be intimate with you. This thing Apostle is talking about, is it possible? I want to know you like he knows you. For another person, pray and say, Lord, for me the rain is that you surround me with prophetic voices. Voices that will instruct me in the way of righteousness, that will teach me your word and help me to grow. Help me to stay connected to your voice over this house. It says, though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be removed to a corner, but your eyes will see your teachers. One of the signs of rebellion is that you are not paying attention to any prophetic voice. It's a pity for a Christian that doesn't have any human voice of God around their lives. Is a sign of rebellion. Trust me. When Satan wants to destroy you, he isolates you from the systems of the voice of God around you. He makes you feel you know everything. He makes you think you can have dreams and visions, but you can't know it all. Even the prophet Samuel needed to be mentored to know the voice of God. Some of you, that's what you need. The visitation of his voice, that God will open your heart to embrace. Some of you, the problem is that you have been abused in other places. You have been taken advantage of by false voices. And so it's becoming difficult for you to trust in this season the right prophetic voices God puts over your life. For some of us, it's the veil of familiarity. The veil of familiarity. Lord, take it away. Help me to connect to the voices by which you are speaking. Come on, talk to him for one more minute.
Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance, and cause your rain to fall.
For the rain. Feet and lift your hands. Father, I pray that in this season, let the rain of heaven fall on your people. Let the rain of your word fall in their lives. Let there be a new release of the revelation of your word over their lives. The revelation of your word that will bring answers to questions, solutions to problems, light to their path. Lift your hands and receive it in the name of Jesus. The rain as your spirit, manifestations of your spirit, increase spiritual encounters. Let it fall on their lives. Let their eyes be open in this season. Let their spiritual eyes be open. No more blindness. No more spiritual deafness.
Let the veil that has covered your eyes be opened in this season. Father, give them a heart to receive instruction by your voice. Give them the humility to receive instruction by the human voice that you have placed over their lives. And let that rain bring refreshing. Let it bring blessings. Let it bring abundance. Let it bring increase. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please hold the hands of someone. We are going to pray. Lord, let your rain fall on our families and on our lands. I told you that the rain for us this year is the rain of wisdom, the rain of blessing, of favor, of abundance, of divine revelation, of his presence, the rain of righteousness. You want to see all of that happen? We are going to intercede for 3 minutes for this land and for your families. Father, let it rain in this season. Open your mouth and pray right now. The Bible says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. It is your prayer that provokes the rain. Open your mouth and ask him. The rain is his divine visitation. The rain of righteousness. I can't hear you pray. The rain of abundance. The rain of increase. The rain of blessing. The rain of wisdom. Even on our leaders. The rain of righteousness in society. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain over our land. We ask both for the heavenly and the physical rain. Open your mouth and pray. Come on. We ask even for physical rain. Can you pray for 60 more seconds? Come on, press in prayer. Press in prayer. Press in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the opening of the heavens over us. Thank you for the release of your presence. Thank you for the rain of your spirit. And even physically, thank you for the release of rain. Yes, the rain needs to fall so that farmers can go to the farm. Right? So from the rain that has fallen today, it will continue to rain henceforth. Now, I hear that there are people who consult with witchcraft and all kinds of things, that because they are building bridge, rain will not fall and all of that. Is that true? All right. Hold your neighbor. I curse those people and their gods. I completely neutralize those altars now. In the name of Jesus. If they want to build bridge, they should know the best time to build bridge. And from today, we command the heavens opened over this land. And over your city where you are, let the heavens be open. Let the heavens open over Nigeria. Over Africa. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and give Jesus all the praise. I said, clap your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you been blessed tonight? Can I make an altar call before we go? Please, everybody, keep standing. You are here. You want to surrender to the Lord Jesus. You want this rain that I'm talking about, but you want to make your ways right with the Lord. Doesn't mean you are the most terrible sinner. No. You want to be in alignment. You want to get closer to Jesus and know him. I want to lead you to pray a prayer of salvation right now. Or you want to rededicate your life afresh to God and say, Lord, in this season of divine visitation, I want to walk with you. I want you to pray this prayer after me, whether you are online or on site, a minute from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I receive your eternal life into my heart. And I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. I am yours forever. Amen. Amen and amen. If you made that prayer with me, you are a child of God, you are born again, or it's a prayer of rededication, you are now back into the fold. You can now experience the divine visitation that we are talking about. I'd like to pray with you. If you are on site, thank you for making that decision. Our team online will help you know how you can reach out to us. But if you are here, I'd like to pray with you and seal you with the Holy Spirit. Please pick your Bibles, your bag, wherever you are, at the back or in front, and come quickly to me right now. If you made that prayer with me, pick your belongings, step forward quickly. I'd like to pray with you and bless you before we go. Hallelujah. Amen.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.